The West Live. The West Live with Jenna Clark. Brought to you by Neds. Take it to the Neds level. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
Our next guest is a selfless, brave chick who, instead of staying in the safety and freedom of Perth, decided to head to the front line of the COVID outbreak in Australia and help people in aged care homes in Melbourne during the height of their second wave over there. Nurse Paris Brooks-Pope returned from Melbourne over the weekend and is now in hotel quarantine in Perth, and she joins me now on the West Live. Paris, why did you decide to go over east to help?
Hello, good morning. Well, I thought it'd be a once-in-a-lifetime value experience. You know, it's not so often you get the opportunity to put your hand up to help a frontline during a pandemic.
No, not at all. So tell us about your experience. And so you're a nurse here in Perth and you went over to help in the aged care system, yes?
Yes, yeah.
And so tell us a little bit about your experiences over there.
Yeah, look, I have such admiration for the healthcare staff in Melbourne who've been working tirelessly for the past few months dealing with these outbreaks. Working in a COVID-positive workplace, every day you're in a gown, a mask, a face shield and gloves, and you have to learn how to smile with your eyes because you're still providing that holistic care to all the residents.
Of course.
And tending to all their emotional needs just as much as their physical.
Now, in terms of, there's been a lot of hand-wringing, specifically over here around the lack of readily available PPE. Did you have those experiences over there and also when you're at working here in WA as a nurse?
No, absolutely not. We were there was boxes and boxes of PPE. We did not run out at all. Mm-hmm. So we're very safe with all the PPE.
What are you, I guess now that you have returned home, and like you say, once in a lifetime opportunity to experience that over there with a front line of a global pandemic, what are some of the skills that you think you picked up and some of the things that you'll take into work moving forward?
Being over there, you just had to be so present and conscious of every move you made. Mm-hmm. And, there's a lot of infection control skills that I picked up being there. And what I can bring home here is just that we all work together with our, you know, strict hand hygiene and health etiquette to keep WA COVID-free. We've done so well here.
In terms of when you go back into your everyday job, do you work within the aged care facilities over here?
Yeah, I do. I work at Swancare. I've been there for 6 years.
Lovely. Are you confident that all your workplaces over here can making the right precautions to ensure that if a COVID outbreak does happen again here in Perth, you'll be all healthy and safe in there?
Absolutely. Yeah, they're always on top of it. We're always getting emails and about new learning opportunities, and I'm actually going to sign up for a TAFE course for the COVID direct skill course at TAFE. So a lot of staff are doing that, so we'll be very prepared.
Exactly. What does that involve, Paris?
The TAFE course. So you'll have to go in once a week and do a lot of online learning. So they'll do a lot of PPE training and tell you the procedures and protocols on what to do if there is an outbreak.
Now, how are you feeling? Any fevers, any symptoms of COVID, or you think you've escaped it?
No, I got tested. We got tested very regularly over there. So I got tested every 3 days and all came back negative.
I bet you never want to see a swab again, right?
Absolutely. I've got one more left on my 12th day of quarantine and then that's it, hopefully.
Well, Paris, you're an absolute inspiration. Thank you so very much for joining us and looking forward to hearing more from you as your career definitely hits the trajectories over here in WA. You take care.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.